This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. For the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. They're only available at AvsFam.com. Check them out. By the time that this podcast is over, we will have talked about the game last night, which we won. We'll talk about the trade we made, which is minor, and the other trades that we could make before the trade deadline, which are likely to be minor as well. Needless to say, we'll be bouncing around a little bit, so when you hear this sound, that means we are moving on. Try to keep up. If you're at all like me, you plan your week around hockey, and here's what you need to know about the upcoming week. We play tonight against Vancouver, and then we play again on Wednesday, February 24th, against San Jose, but then the big games. We have the Stadium Series upon us on Saturday, February 27th. People are flying in from all around the country, all around the world to come watch this game. Why? Because it doesn't happen very often, and it's likely the last time you will ever see Sakic, Waugh, Forsberg, Foote, many of the old-time players on the ice at the same time, and still able to hold a stick and skate without breaking their ankles. Tonight's game against Vancouver and Wednesday's game against San Jose are both late night games, so adjust your sleep schedule accordingly. You gotta stay up for the hockey, otherwise we don't win. It's all on you, people. If you're not awake, we can't win. Be there. The Vancouver Canucks are 22-24-12 coming into this game, whereas we are 31-26-4. That means that they have a record that is worse than ours, and we should absolutely beat them, which absolutely scares me because we're not that team of late. We play down to the ability of the team we're playing instead of playing our game and blowing out teams that have no business being on the ice with us. Case in point, we lost to these guys on February 9th. It wasn't that long ago that they came in being the team that we should be, and we didn't beat them. That means that we need to beat them. If we want to go on to the bonus rounds of the NHL hockey season, we have to beat teams like this every time we get a chance to beat them. And we have a good chance of doing that with Barley and Ned tonight and a little bit of momentum from the last game. We had some people stepping up both on the top six and the bottom six, which makes us a team to be contended with. The Colorado Avalanche are coming off of a hard-earned win last night against the Edmonton Oilers. That's right, the Connor McDavids. One sure way to know that you've had a good game against Connor McDavid is to make sure that he doesn't get on the score sheet, at least not early. He did manage to get an assist late in the game, but that was when the game was pretty much over and the Avalanche were just wrapping things up. Connor McDavid is a good player and we kept him in check, therefore we won the game. I like it. But enough about the Oilers, let's talk about the Avs. So this game started off with a fight between Zach Kassian and Cody McLeod. Now, Cody McLeod is fighting out of his weight class yet again, but you know what? He does it really well. He is a smart fighter with a game plan on every single guy that he faces, and he did a good job of not getting knocked out. He didn't do such a good job of not jacking his hand up, but you know what? This happens. That's the cost of entry if you want to be an enforcer in the NHL. For my money, Cody McLeod did exactly what he was supposed to do, which was not lose. I wouldn't say he won. It was a bit more of a draw, but it was a good fight, and it was a good way to start the game. It got some energy going, which seemed to transfer well to Tyson Barrie. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's talk a little bit about John Mitchell. Now, John Mitchell is a good hockey player, and he's playing on a line that he doesn't deserve to be on. He could play second line if he wanted to. He could definitely play third, but he's been playing a lot of fourth line. Either way, he shows up every single night and plays pretty good hockey. And last night, he was where he was supposed to be with the stick on the ice when the puck came to him. Therefore, he gets a goal, and hopefully he gets on the streak. Oh yeah, Tyson Barrie, T-Thugs, T-Butes. Yeah, you know what? They actually call him T-Boobs in the locker room, but that's pretty hard to put on a shirt, so don't expect that from Avs fam anytime soon. But I digress. We're talking hockey, and Tyson Barrie plays pretty good hockey most of the time, and last night was a good time for him to play hockey because he had two goals, and he looked really, really good. He had his Michael Jackson-like movement with his feet. He had the stick dangling people all over the place, and he was putting the puck in the net, which is what we need from one man named Tyson Barrie. Another man who's been playing really good hockey is Calvin Pickard. Now remember, Calvin Pickard is used to playing every other night in the AHL, so he comes up here and he's sitting on the bench a little bit more, which could affect a goaltender in a negative way, but no. Calvin Pickard is already a professional, and he practices like he's going to play every single day, and when he does get in there, he's typically laser-focused like he was last night. Now true, he gave up two goals, but remember, we're dealing with a defense that has a couple of holes and needs to be shored up in a couple of different ways. At the end of the day and at the end of the game, he got us a win, and that's exactly what we need right now while we're trying to make the playoffs. That's right, the bonus rounds. I'm sure you all know by now, and it is widely stated that we are in the toughest division in hockey, but you know what? That doesn't really matter unless you're making excuses for why you didn't make the playoffs, and we shouldn't even go there. We should be worrying about how we can make the playoffs, how we can get into the bonus rounds, and how we can have two goalies who can back us up when we need it. A Picks and Barley combo sounds like a good deal to me. The Colorado Avalanche have in fact made a trade, and guess what? He wears number 23. But relax, nobody's expecting him to be a Milan Hayduk. He can't fill those skates, and he can't wear that number either, because the Avs will retire it if they know what's good for them. So I don't expect to see him in number 23, and I'm not even sure I expect to see him in the lineup just yet. Either way, it looks like a good trade for a small forward who is probably never going to play with us anyways past the one game that he already did. Go back and check out the Every Player Ever and look for Colin Smith, and you'll hear exactly what he did while he was here. Not much. that is the trade that is. Now let's talk about the trade that isn't. You're not likely to see somebody like a McKinnon, a Duchene, a Varley, an EJ, a Barry moved. Why? Because big trades don't happen anymore. Go listen to the latest podcast from BSN and you'll understand why. Adrian Dater makes a pretty good case on why it won't happen, and the other guys seem to agree, which is good enough for me. These are my digital gurus when it comes to swimming in the deep end of the hockey knowledge pool, and I think they're probably right. But we are not balanced journalists. We don't get paid by anyone to have thoughts. We just say whatever we think, which means we can say stuff that's probably not likely at all. So here we go. What about a Jonathan Drouin? You know what? Here's my thoughts on Jonathan Drouin. If we get him, it has to be for something that isn't that big of a deal, because he's not that big of a deal to me right now. He's a guy who's shown that he can't be a team player and he doesn't do things until he gets his own way about it. So if we're going to get him, let's get him for something small, which could be huge for us, because maybe he gets his shit together when he gets with the team that holds him to that shit. If that's the case, then he could be a good pickup for us, but the chances of us getting him, very, very small. Perhaps you heard some talk about us getting Subban. That's just talk, folks. We're not getting Subban. Subban's not going anywhere. He is the face of that franchise, and the coach will go before he does, and that's likely what you're going to see. As for the rest of the trade rumors, you know what? They're just rumors, and that's all they are. I really don't think we're going to see a whole lot, and that's mostly because I listen to people like AJ Haefeli and Adrian Dater, and they're smart dudes, and they don't think anything's going to happen either. But if it does, it'll be awesome. We'll all rejoice. Hopefully, we'll get a good trade out of it. Otherwise, let's stick it out. This is a good team. We're young. Good things are coming. So one of the last things that we want to talk to you guys about is how to watch the game. Now, we used to be big fans, allegedly, we can neither confirm nor deny, that hockey streams was a great way to watch things, because we cannot confirm nor deny if it was completely legal or not. Either way, it was a way better service than Game Center Live. Here's why. So I had this friend named Cam, we'll say, and he had Hockey Streams. And Hockey Streams is a great service because you get not only the NHL, but you get the AHL, the WHL, you get a whole bunch of hockey you can't get anywhere else. You don't get blackouts, but here's the real thing. Maybe the graphics aren't as good as Game Center Live, but you know what? It's in real time. When there's a goal scored, I can cheer on Twitter with you. I can get on and say, hey, Avs fan, there was a good goal. Emoticon, 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 and all these cool things, right? What really sucks now when I see a goal happening a minute to two to three, even sometimes 4 minutes before it actually happens, so I'm not in the game anymore. I'm in DVR mode, and it really sucks to not be able to cheer along or have an opinion with the other people online. Social media is a part of the game now, and this is something that isn't being addressed by the NHL Game Center Live people. I know they just started something up, and you know what? It's getting a little better, but it's still not the interactivity that I want it to be. So with Hockey Streams going down, and believe me, they took a lot of people for a lot of money because they evidently knew they were going down for a good year or so before they took everyone's money. Game Center Live is really the only option unless you're using an illegal stream, which you can find all over the internet. I may or may not have put one of those up last night to compare it, and guess what? It was 3 minutes ahead. It was in real time, cheering along with everybody else. It's too bad that the NHL can't get their shit together. Let's hope they do. But alas, I will not leave you on a sour note. As salty as I may be about this, there are cool things in this world, and three of those new cool things are coming from AvsFam, AvsFam.com. AvsFam has three shirts coming out. One is the AC/DC-themed AvsFam shirt. The other one is the Lumberjack shirt, which is a really awesome shirt, by the way. And the other one that everyone's really excited about, some people are even calling it the Swedish God, is the Soderberg shirt, and it is one of the cooler shirts that have been made in a while that we're really excited about wearing. You should go check them out, AvsFam.com, and see if you love them too. And if you do, buy one, because it's an awesome good deal. It's 1,000 warm hugs when you put it on. It's a better shirt than you get from most other places, charging you $35 per shirt. Check it out. See if you love it. And if you do, buy one. AvsFam.com. Stay awesome.